and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Man, this is going to be a heartbreaking segment, man. There's probably a lot of these are going to blow your mind because you've probably shared these for years. As I was going through this list, I'm like, wait, what? I've even told these to friends and thought I was so smart, and I guess I'm not as smart as I thought I was. There's a list out this morning of fun facts that people love to share that actually are not true at all.
Uh-oh.
So like maybe you've been at a party, but like, girl, did you even know that this? Not true. So what I thought we'd do this morning is go through this list of fun facts that people love to share that are not actually true.
I'm glad we're doing this because I feel like back in the day, your excuse to not know is like, you know, you didn't have like immediate access to the internet. So I think it's like, let's fact check ourselves.
We would have to go to the library to look this up. So we would just believe our neighbors. But now your local radio station is going to be able to fact check these for you. What I did, though, was I actually took this list and I mixed in some fun facts that are true.
Okay.
Little Crames games for you.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you can tell me which one of these are true and which ones aren't true. Okay, we'll start with this one. Your stomach acid can dissolve razor blades. True or false?
Ew.
Fun fact. True or false, Jess?
I'm going to say false just because that sounds scary.
That's absolutely true.
Ew.
Your stomach, you shouldn't, do not try this, by the way, but...
Wait, I don't get it.
Fact.
So what would you have to do? Like literally throw up on the razor blades to see if like they would dissolve?
Yeah.
So how do we even know that's true? Like who did that? Do you get what I mean? Like who did it?
This is a 3-minute segment. We can't ask too many questions. We gotta get it.
That's true.
How about this? You can see the Great Wall of China from space. You've heard that a million times now. True or false?
I'm going true because I don't know anything other.
False.
Wow.
You cannot. It is too narrow and it blends in.
Writing that down. But you cannot see it.
But how many times have you heard that though?
I mean, my whole life.
My whole life.
And I never question it because it sounds like, yeah, that sounds about right.
How about this? You pass gas more on airplanes. True or false?
I'm going to say false because I don't feel that way.
That is a true statement.
Wait, you're passing gas that you can't feel?
The cabin pressure causes gas to expand, so it's completely normal. If you're
Are
tooting,
we aware of the farts or no? Because the reason why I say no is like, I'm not feeling the farts. So that actually kind of freaks me out that it's just coming out and I don't feel it.
I don't think that's what's happening.
It's totally
maybe you just take this as a win that you're a less gassy person.
It's totally normal, by the way, for tooting more on planes, Jess.
Oh no, I'm saying like, is this happening against my will? Because I don't notice that
I don't think it's pulling it out of you.
Yeah, I think it's subconscious tooting.
I'm just saying, like, I've never experienced that.
We're talking about fun facts that people love to share, and we're trying to debunk these. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not. You have to try to decide.
Wait, the airplane one is true?
Yes, it's true. You fart more on airplanes. than real life. How about this one? You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. True or false?
I don't know, and I need you to tell me the answer because I've heard this all my life, and this is like my worst nightmare.
Which one?
I think it's true.
It's false.
Thank God.
It's
okay.
False.
Yay.
Spiders actually avoid people, so they're not crawling into your mouth.
Thank God. Do they go into your ear?
They avoid people, so you don't have to worry about spiders. And I'm not
that
saying
was a
spiders
fear,
are
is
not
the mouth
crawl
and the ear
you.
Thing is that happened.
I feel like a lot of these are going to make Jess feel better. Let's do this one. You start to shrink in your 30s.
As in getting shorter?
You're getting shorter starting in your 30s. You've
what?
Heard that. People start to tell you that at parties. Is that true or is that false?
I've never heard that before.
What do you think? Is that true or is that a fun fact or is that made up?
I'm going to say false.
That is absolutely true. You
what?
Start to shrink in your 30s. It's slowly, but yes, spinal compression starts to happen in your
30s. You're telling me I've been getting shorter the last 2 years? And had no idea. Is it because you're literally shrinking or you're starting to hunch over more?
Why would we do this on a Friday?
I didn't know that.
One more. Sugar makes kids hyper.
True.
Is that true or is that false? That is false.
Wait.
That is not true.
What?
Studies
say no. Then explain the way I felt on sugar as a child.
It's just people expect it to make you more and hyper, but
you're saying that's a placebo?
It's a placebo effect.
I think it can make you insane, though.
We're separating sugar and caffeine, right?
I think you get every single one of those wrong,
so sugar doesn't make you more hyper?
It does not make you more hyper.
Why would you say that on the radio? Every kid in the car right now is like, you? No, it's like, oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's summer? It's on. So I saw an interaction at the pool over the weekend, and it made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I don't have kids. Kramer doesn't have kids. So I'm curious to see how parents, you would feel about this situation.
What happened?
My husband, Garage Boy, and I were at Merrick Clubs in Towson at the pool over the weekend. We're there all summer. It's awesome. And they've got like two massive pools. There's like water slides and a lot of kids are there, right? It's busy. Like that is expected.
Sure.
There's a lot of people swimming. There's a lot of families swimming. Now, when we were chilling in the pool, there was a little boy and his friend. He's maybe like eight or nine. And he had a water gun in the pool.
How big?
It's like...
like super soaker or like squirt gun?
Like low key super soaker, wow. Like middle size. Okay. Not like massive, yeah. But not small. Okay. Like he had to hold it with two hands. And it's one of the ones that like you pull something and you spray people with. So... this meant business, you know what I mean? And it got far. So I noticed that he was running around when he was outside of the pool spraying his friend. And then when he got inside the pool, he was having the time of his life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was fine until he was getting really excited with it. And at first, a couple of times, like he would spray people. Okay, we're in a pool. It's summer, whatever. But then it got very excessive.
Wait, when you say spray people, you mean like people that are not his friends?
No, he would spray his friend, mm-hmm. and then, but hit like in the general area. So whoever was behind his friend mm-hmm. would also get sprayed with water. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he would just kind of like spray it just to spray the water gun or whatever. But the thing was, is that wherever, I mean, the little boys are like swimming in the pool and they're having fun and stuff. But there's other kids and other families obviously sharing the space. And there's also other little ones that are like behind that, behind his friend. And like a couple of times.
The public pool.
Right. And a couple of times some little ones got, you know, squirted in the face. Like they got hit with water in the face and that didn't go over very well. And it got to the point where like, Garage Boy and I actually got out because it was too much. And we just got out. I was like, yo, let's get out of the water because it's getting a little crazy up in here. So we go sit down and I didn't know where his parents were until another parent in the pool, their little one got hit in the face. Obviously, that didn't go well. And that parent goes to this little boy and was like, hey, it's enough. Like, you can't be doing that in here. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his mom walks up, which was like no one knew where this kid's parents were. So obviously they were watching him from afar. She comes up and she's like, what did you say to my kid?
Oh, so it was like a parent fight.
Yes. And then there was like a parent altercation of parent A being like, don't say anything to my kid. And parent B being like, you need to be watching your kid. Your kid's been spraying everyone with water. And like, that's not okay.
I mean, I feel like the parent that said something to the kid that was squirting everybody in the pool was absolutely right, right? I mean, I'm not a parent. Sometimes, though, I feel like when y'all go to pools, and I'm talking about y'all, I'm speaking to people that have kids, adults that have kids.
Just say families.
Well, you know, but I'm specifically speaking to adults that have kids.
Okay.
Y'all be on vacation a little too hard. Like, it's not a pool day for you. You still have children. You still have to be a parent. If your kid is out in the pool spraying everybody in their face,
mm-hmm.
like that's a no-no. Like you gotta still go be a parent. You've got to make sure that your kid is not doing that. That's like not safe. I cannot believe that parent had the audacity to walk up to that other parent and say like, don't discipline my kid.
Yeah.
Who's like spraying something. I mean, what was your take by watching it?
I think what's unfortunate is I agreed with the fact that something needed to be said. It just gets a little gray area when it's not your kid, right? And I think that's where
I'd said something. I'd say something.
That's
right
where
now.
It gets uncomfortable. That's why I agree with you when you say the point of I didn't like the fact that like none of us there knew where his mom or dad was, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the main issue because none of us want to have to be the one
no.
to say something to him because honestly, it's not our place.
No.
So that's why I was uncomfortable because I thought he was out of line. I thought he was not playing nicely, and like there were other kids that were getting affected and not having fun because he had the water gun.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was cool, but it shouldn't have gotten to the point where it did, to where it forced someone else to say something, and then all of a sudden his mom was upset that something was said to her son.
We can get some parents on the phone. I mean, which parent was in the wrong then? I mean, was it the parent that was saying something about the kid that was squirting, or was the parent that they had to call the other parent out wrong?
This is Jessica and Hampstead on one.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Who? Which parent? I mean, where did this go wrong here? There's obviously an issue.
I have two little girls, and we go camping all the time. So that's like a kind of a public pool situation,
right?
Yeah. And I would 100% have said something to that little boy
mm-hmm.
if it was affecting how my kids were enjoying their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as a parent, sometimes when you go to pools like that, they just sit in the chair and let the pool be the babysitter.
Mm.
And it should be enjoyable for everyone. So I feel like as a parent, you should be on top of your kid. And water guns can be somewhere else. Like, you don't have to have it in a pool. Like,
you think that's a more at-home toy?
It's an absolute backyard thing.
Yeah,
Do not bring a water gun to a public pool. Like, no-no, like, in the first place, absolutely. So,
I mean, we've gotten out of the pool before when kids were splashing, because my one daughter doesn't like to get splashed in the face.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's just one of those things. I would have definitely probably said something nicely, like, hey, friend, can we not do that? Like,
And that's a very nice way of putting friend. She was his friend. You know what I mean? Friend, you would have been way nicer. Actually, I don't know that I would have said something, but I would have very passively, aggressively looked at that kid. You know what I mean? A very passive, aggressive stare across the pool. That kid would have known my passive.
Yeah, because a 9-year-old would have picked up on your passive aggressiveness for sure.
I'd
be like, you want to play? You want to try or not? Like, what's up?
Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to Lucy in Baltimore. What's up, Lucy?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. So we're talking about, we got two parents that are in a squabble in the middle. Were they in the pool when they were squabbling? What's this? I'm trying to visualize the scene, Jess. Were they fighting in the pool or was it outside the pool?
The parents?
Yeah.
One was in the pool, one was outside.
Ooh, even better. Okay. So we got obviously a kid that was using a water gun in the pool, and a parent had to discipline this one child. The other parent comes up and says, hey, don't discipline my kid for doing that. Who was in the right and who was in the wrong in the situation?
The parent that said something was in the right, because that's what I would have done. I would have nicely, but watch your kid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other parent was, you know, hanging out, watching from afar, and just didn't want to get up and say anything. Like, son, please stop shooting people. You know, that's a little much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely. I'm a mother auntie of 11. So, you know, I would have no problem if somebody saw my kid doing that, and maybe I didn't see, and they said, hey, can you, you know, tone it down, watch the water.
Yeah.
I would have no issue.
Yeah, I feel like the blame's got to go on the parent not watching your kid. And listen, I get it. We all want a pool day. I'm sure it was very hot on Saturday, right? Very hot.
Oh, yeah, it was really hot.
I know you want to get lost in the pool day, but like, yo.
Or maybe just water guns stay at home, yeah?
Leave the water guns at home, please. Thank you. Okay, let's debate this. There are words and phrases now that are so overused, they almost feel meaningless. And some of these, I hate to say this, are going to be words and phrases that you use. And some of these are just going to be words and phrases that you just are used by companies or just things that like, oh my God, why are we still saying this? You've heard them so many times now that like, it's like in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
And like, you can text us some as you're thinking, as we're like going through, some are probably going to pop in your head.
Like, what are you tired of hearing?
Tired of hearing.
Yeah.
Because I think some of these are used by companies or like even by your friends, and you're just like, ugh, girl, stop. Like, enough is enough. If you think of some, text us 410-583-1065, and we'll add them to the list as well, okay? Like, for example, longer than usual wait times. When's the last time you've called any kind of customer service recently and they've not told you that there's longer than usual wait times?
Yeah.
Every time. Have you ever not been told there's longer than usual wait times?
Or like no one is available or whatever.
Like, come on. Or AI. Everything now has been powered by AI. Like in the last year, have you not heard that something's been powered by AI? Like
right.
Everything now we're powered by AI. Like we got it. Everything with the exception of this radio show. I'll be honest, even this show has been powered by AI recently. Everything's powered by AI. Like,
yeah.
Okay, we got it. Anything? Another word that's on this list, crisis. The word crisis.
You think that doesn't hold any weight anymore?
I hear the word crisis now. I hate to say this. I would say all of us are pretty much immune. Would you agree?
Maybe that's different. I don't want to say it doesn't hold weight. Maybe a different way to phrase that is because we are clearly in a state of crisis that, like, you just kind of, you're just kind of like, well, yeah.
What are we not doing that is not a crisis? Like, to me, if you say this, it's like, oh, we're in the egg crisis. And before that, we were in the gas crisis. And before that, we were in this crisis. Mm-hmm. Like, if you say it's a crisis, to me, it doesn't feel like it in its actual crisis because it's just a crisis. Everything's a crisis now. So,
okay.
Like, it's been devalued so much that, like, it doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. We're talking about words and phrases that are so overused that they've just become meaningless to us now. They literally hold no value, you know? Can you think of anything else you want to add to the list?
Woke.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone, or I just felt like that word got so played out.
It's like having an opinion made you woke. You know what I mean? Like, at first it was like if you were progressive, you were woke. But then it was like if you had any opinion whatsoever.
Right.
That, like, it got watered down so hard that, like, if you had anything to say, then, like, you were woke.
Right.
Had to go. To me, something that really became meaningless was all of these corporate phrases, like circle back, meaningless, absolute garbage. And, like, we work in, like, a corporate setting, but, like, we're obviously the show. I mean, you listen to it. We're so not business at all. But, like, if we go to the sales side and, like, I hear people talk like that, if they're like, oh yeah, guys, we'll circle back around on that, or like, and I'm like, y'all actually talk like that? Like, that's crazy. Like, they all actually think that I actually exist. Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
Here's another one. My truth is bad.
My truth is too much.
Has become absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
Because everyone has my truth, and I hate to say this, but, like, my truth is really just your opinion.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have a word for that, and it's like, that's your opinion, and, like, that's great. And we all have opinions, but, like, unfortunately, my truth has been watered down so much it's become meaningless because now everyone has used that so many times.
Well, that's just your truth. My truth could be that I still love my truth.
Literally.
All right, I'll give, yes.
Influencer.
Man, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When Jess and I got started in this business, we actually were somewhat influencers, right? And, like, then everyone, like, started to, like, push products online, and now I'm embarrassed, like, when our sales team even, like, say, like, hey, we're trying to, like, sell these influencers, and I'm like, I don't want to be called an influencer anymore. I'm embarrassed. Like, when I even have to go on my social media and, like, even try to sell products anymore, I kind of get embarrassed because I'm like, my mom even does that now. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a job.
It's partially because of TikTok, I feel like, because it's become so, like, oversaturated.
I
mean, maybe Instagram too. It's just,
There is a list trending online right now that is of common skills that boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't know how to do.
Okay.
But before we are quick to judge, let's go through this and see if, like, all of us are able to do all of these things on this list.
Because are we all on this show? We're all millennials of some sort. Charlotte, are you Gen Z?
I'm like literally the cusp.
Of millennials. So you're like I'm like the eldest of millennial, and Charlotte's like the youngest millennial.
You,
so we're like the spectrum here. But let's see if we can actually, before we start poking fun at the Gen Z, let's see how we can do it. Okay.
Number one, how to read a map and figure out directions without GPS.
Nope.
Get out of here.
Nope, couldn't do it.
I couldn't do that.
If y'all put that, I've seen some people try to do that before, and I'm like, I could not even, I would be screwed.
Yeah, like, okay, Lewis and Clark.
Get out of here.
Like, literally, if you had to, like, save your life
get out of here.
If you were in the woods and they were like, hey, you got to get yourself out of here, but the only chance you have to survive.
I'm camping out, and that's my new home. That's my new home.
In the North Star? Like,
yeah, no, get out of here.
Done, okay.
Second on the list, how to tell time on a clock with hands. I can do that.
Yeah. I can do that. Charlotte, can you do it?
Yeah,
we can all handle that. Tell us, though, if your Gen Z kids cannot do this, though, let us know, because that I think that would be a bit concerning if your kid could not tell time.
You say that, but honestly, everyone's time is on their phone.
I know,
do you get what I'm saying?
That needs to be a basic life skill.
That's a then, but now, why would they?
If your kid can't tell time on a clock, let us know. 410-583-1065. Text us, okay?
Another on the list of common skills that boomers are shocked that Gen Zers don't know how to do, how to write in cursive.
I do, but like, it's not great anymore because I haven't used it. But like, can you, because Jess is like kind of in the middle of millennial. Can you write in cursive?
I can write in cursive. However, I will say that like my handwriting is so different now because I don't write as much as I used to. And I wonder, does anyone else relate to that feeling to where it's just kind of like it's harder for me, or it's like my hand gets like, okay, for example, when I was writing all of our thank you cards for our wedding, I was like five in and I'm like, woohoo, mama needs a break.
Can I just text them?
Like, I was like, why is this so hard for me? This should not be that hard, but it's because I've like rarely ever write anymore. And then when we talk about cursive, you know, a lot of people can't read it either.
Charlotte's almost Gen Z. Can you write in cursive?
I actually prefer writing in cursive.
You like
okay,
it.
Okay, pop off then. Love that.
Did they teach you that in school? Do they still teach cursive?
I remember in third grade we learned it, I think. And then I probably kept up with it more than most people because I would write in college cursive notes most of the time. Because like, I just feel like it's faster because you're not picking up your pen.
Okay, all right.
According to this list, Gen Zers don't know how to type on an actual keyboard.
Okay, why? What?
I don't agree with not? That.
That doesn't make sense because it's the same on the iPhone. It's the same keyboard.
That's very different as far as like
same but different. Yeah.
Same but different.
They know where it is, but okay, that one's.
Do they not?
They're on computers too.
Exactly.
I beg to differ.
Okay, yeah.
That one's weird.
I'd say it's probably better, if anything.
Okay.
Give us one more.
How to drive stick shift.
Can't do it.
I don't know.
Can't do it.
I'll be stranded. Automatic for me.
Man, I always worry about that one, too. But I wonder, honestly, how many millennials would be stranded if we had to drive.
I don't think that's a Gen Z thing. I think that's just if you're not cool. You know what I mean?
Honestly,
I don't know how.
Both my parents can drive it no problem. Mm-hmm. And they're boomer. They're both boomers. They can drive a stick shift like it's no problem. They were taught that. They know how to do it. It's no problem whatsoever. Me as a millennial, never learned it. Stresses me out. If I like, do they even make manual cars anymore? I don't even know if they make that. That would stress me out completely.
I feel like you gotta be a cool car guy.
My sister, who's 22, knows how to drive stick shift
at 22.
But that's because she wanted to, and the car she wanted was stick shift.
That's cool of her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
All right. Anonymous, we have got you on our voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
So I want to throw a huge illegal 4th of July fireworks show, even though our new neighbor is a cop.
I don't know, man.
Sounds very risky. Why would you even risk it, bro? Just go downtown.
Well, it's not as simple as that. So for the last 16 years, I've been having this fireworks show on the 4th of July in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
And I drive to Pennsylvania. I get the good stuff. I get all the aerial stuff that you can't get here. And
so you're the guy. You're the neighborhood
guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy in the neighborhood. It's gotten to the point where, like, my neighbors come over, the kids really look forward to it. I have people calling me saying, like, hey, I told my friends about it, and now people I've never met want to come to my 4th of July thing. So it's pretty big. This will be year 17.
Wow.
So, you know, I've got a streak going.
That's a long time.
Last month, though, new neighbor, and turns out he's a state trooper. And I'm not really sure, you know, whether this is a good idea anymore, because a couple of weeks ago, had a couple of people over, and I've got, like, fire pit in the backyard, and we lit that up, and this guy came over and said, hey, you know, you can't have a fire like that in this county without a permit.
You're
cooked. $300 fine. I didn't feel like saying, hey, why don't you like have a beer and hang out with us? It felt like a warning, you know? So
I was just going to ask, like, is the vibe cool at all, or is it like not cool? Like not cool.
You know, maybe it was just like he wasn't invited over and he was resentful, so he started to play the cop card, but it did not seem cool.
No. He clearly did not pass the vibe check for sure.
No, the vibe was not there. Look, I've got everything. My wife has been telling me, no, you're crazy, you can't go through with it. but I bought everything.
You did anyways.
People are expecting it. You know, I've become that guy, whether I wanted to or not.
Yeah, and you're the guy.
I hate to disappoint everybody. I hate to disappoint the kids. Like, it seems so petty as well. I'm going to shut it all down just because this guy came over and
just doing his job. Damn it, man. All right, let's chat about this. Anonymous is saying, listen, I'm the firework guy, and I've been doing this for 17 years, and like I get the good stuff, man. I go to PA, I grab the good stuff, and smuggle it in, if you will. And I got a new neighbor that's a friggin' cop, man. And like he's even come over and said something to me already about a damn fire pit. So I don't know if I should actually do my fireworks show this year or not. Do we tell him to go for it, or do we talk him out of it? This is kind of a weird week of this.
This is a legitimate obstacle. I feel like your only option here is to just do the fireworks show as soon as possible. That way it's already done by the time he comes over and tells you can't do it anymore. Because he's literally going to shut it down.
Bro.
So I think you guys have to like literally, everyone comes to the house. Like there's no noise. Everyone's super, super quiet. And then you guys go out into the backyard and then you fire everything off. And then he comes over. He's like, you guys got to keep it down. You're like, yeah, you know, no, for sure, for sure. But and then at least everyone gets the fireworks show. And then you guys start partying after the fact.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying like no noise, no nothing.
No nothing. The party like actually starts after the fireworks show. Like no noise, no nothing. Like you guys everyone, are tiptoeing.
Everybody's inside.
Everyone's quiet.
Comes outside.
You go out there, you fire everything off, and then you start partying.
I don't do this. Like, this man is ready to write you a ticket. This guy means business. 410-583-1065. I mean, hop on the phone. If you had a neighbor cop that was already
being
causing
a cop.
This being, I mean, like, and like, hey, listen, we're not pooping on cops this morning, but
no,
like
not at all. He's just doing his job.
He's just doing his job. But like, would you risk a fireworks show if you knew that like you had a cop neighbor that was like really copping all the time? You know what I mean? Do we tell Anonymous to go for his illegal fireworks show? Or do we talk him out of it? You know? Jess in Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, our guy, he's over here. He's like, I've been doing these fireworks shows 16 years. A cop just moved next door. Do we tell him to keep on doing this fireworks show, or do we talk him out of it?
I say go for it.
Really?
Why?
I already have a plan in my head.
Okay.
So the wife needs to make friends with the other wife.
Yep.
And then say, do you guys have any plans for 4th of July?
Uh-huh.
That I think they might not even be home, you know?
I think so too, because honestly, that's a really good point. What if they're on holiday? What if they're in Ocean City? What if they left?
That's kind of smart. So you're saying like infiltrate the system basically. Just be like, hey girl, like, go over there today. Be like, hey girl, brought you some brownies. Also, what are you doing tomorrow? Right.
No, but she's true.
And then if they're not, you just say, hey, they're having fireworks over here. Invite them over there.
And oh, you're saying like, and then if she's like, oh no, we would never be something a part of something illegal. That's terrible.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's smart.
Okay. There we go. There she goes. Okay. Not a terrible idea. You've really thought through this. Thank you for that. Appreciate you.
Yeah. No problem.
Who's up?
Crystal in Pasadena's on too.
Crystal, I mean, you know, he wants to do a fireworks show for the 17th year. The only problem with this year is his new neighbor is a cop and already kind of seems like it might cause issues. Do we tell him to go for it, or do we talk him out of it?
No, I feel like we should definitely talk him out of it.
Mm.
And why?
Because it's disrespectful to the cop. They're illegal for a reason, and I actually have quite a history with sparklers. And when I was a child, my parents gave me a sparkler, and I lit my hair on fire. And so ever since then, I've kind of just tried to, you know, step away from any types of fireworks and sparklers and even those things that you throw on the ground and they, like, pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really triggering for me, and, you know, I feel like he got away with it for the last 16 years because there wasn't a cop. So now that there is a cop, I feel like he should just be like, okay, guys, I'm sorry. I can't do it this year. And that would be perfectly fine. It's all about respect. It's all about, you know, consideration. And I feel like he should just not do it.
But so many people, I mean, no,
first
I mean, you're right. And first of all, like, I'm really sorry that happened to you. That's super scary.
Right.
I think like what I'm hoping is that obviously, I mean, we're assuming this is happening safely since he's been doing it for 16 years and so many people come out. But I think his thing is like, I mean, not, and it's gotten bigger than the neighborhood. Like the neighborhood's families and friends all come to see this show, and he kind of feels like he's obligated and it's his responsibility to keep it going.
then I feel like he should get a permit or a license to legally shoot them.
You think this has become too unsafe, you think, at this point?
I do.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we need all opinions here. So thank you. Thank you for calling us. Talk him out of it then, yeah?
Yeah, of course, no problem.
All right. Connor, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Do we tell him to go for this or talk him out of it when he wants to put on this fireworks show tomorrow?
I say we got to go for it.
Why?
I think we got to invite him over to the show.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that gets his vibe. Either he is down to come over, or he tells you, I can't, I'm out of town. Or he says, absolutely, you can't do that.
Oh, so
it kind of gives you the vibe.
So you're saying, okay, wait. So you're saying, listen, if we invite the dude, we at least get the vibe early on.
But if he says no, then what? You just don't do it?
If he says no.
Do we do it anyway?
That's the problem.
I mean, like, you know, the last caller was a little worried, and, you know, it's not like you need a cop next door for people to know you're shooting off fireworks. You can see it from 3 miles away. So
yeah, right. I mean, it's
17,
not like
17 years, nobody showed up on his doorstep. I get the respect part, but
yeah, I don't know. It's a foolproof system, but it's definitely, I mean, it's maybe a litmus test to see what could happen.
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea, at least, Connor. I don't hate the idea. Thank you for calling us, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Let's talk to Donna. Donna in Parkton. Wait, Donna, you're a retired state trooper?
I'm actually a retired sergeant, so I was a supervisor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so she knows what's up.
Girl,
she knows,
this is
she knows
so
everything.
Good. What do we do here? What's the play?
So Connor's on the right idea, because then you can find out what stage he's in. Because, mm-hmm. like, troopers are a different breed of cop.
What does
like,
that mean?
We're by the book.
Yeah.
We're by the book. We don't turn a side eye that much, you know. But, like, you know, when we pull you over, if you've ever been pulled over by a trooper, you know. You could get a warning, but don't lie. Don't try to lie or do any of that crap, because it's definitely a ticket, right? But
yeah.
You get to a point where you're working on 4th of July and you get call after call after call of fireworks, and you kind of drag your feet getting there, so hopefully they're all done so that when you get there, you don't have to do it.
Right.
Because it's a lot of paperwork and, you know, to make an arrest for something so stupid. And since it's been so rainy, I feel like those are the years that troopers are like, yeah, I don't really want to do all these calls. And so they drag their feet going.
Wait,
so they don't have to deal with it.
Could he get arrested for this?
Yeah.
Oh.
He could, depending on the trooper and what they charge him with.
So
they could charge him criminally with, you know, disorderly conduct, or, and if there's, I don't know which county they're talking about, but some counties have ordinances where you can't do it without a permit, which is an arrestable offense.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. Connor's on the right track, though, because you want to, like, if it were me, I'm telling you, this were me, I would go over and ask him straight up, hey, want to come to our party and see what happens, because you'll get the vibe. If he's a younger trooper, you're going to get, he's going to call all the cavalry in.
Yeah.
You know, but if he's like an older guy, you know, or somebody that's just, you know, knows what discretion is in their job.
Right.
He might like be like, hey, you know, you shouldn't have done that. You know,
dang,
that kind of thing. But you
man.
Don't, you got to figure out who he is in his career. Because if he's trying to get promoted, somebody's getting arrested.
Wow.
Donna, damn, your call made me feel worse. I was thinking Donna's call is going to make me feel better. But
so
like,
the play is, no matter what, he needs to go over and have a conversation with him.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the safest and the smartest thing to do, because you want to build a rapport. Because guess what? If your house gets broken into, guess who's going to go above and beyond?
That's true,
too. And if he knows you're
over
here,
who are you going to go to first?
I mean, Anonymous, how do you feel after hearing all that then? Does that, like, change your mind of, like, the situation?
I don't know. I don't want to, like, ruin the vibe or get anybody in trouble.
Right.
But, I can't let my kids and my neighbors down. My wife and I have been arguing about this, like, constantly.
Yeah.
All week. I'm kind of second guessing myself.
It's tough.
And I'm more conflicted than I'm giving on.
Because and that's the problem is like, and once you do it, like, you now you know forever that like once he's bust you, like, you can never do it again. It's the real problem. So it's like, is this the year? Well, hey, exactly. Listen, I don't know if you've heard us do this segment before, but basically what we do is we always invite people to come back on Monday to let us know, did they actually go through with these ideas or not? Would you be willing to come back in? We're back Monday, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. We're off tomorrow, but like, we're back Monday. Would you want to come back in Monday at like 8:25, and let us know? Like,
assuming I'm still a free man.
Right. Oh, yeah. Man. I know. Like 8:25 Monday morning, and let us know if you actually decided to do it, and like, was there drama or not?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.